one of the things we wanted to talk about this morning, Jill, is financial independence. And I guess we need to get started by getting a definition of exactly what does financial independence mean, and does it vary from one person to another?
Let's start with the latter part of that. It absolutely changes from person to person, which is why I'm just not a huge fan of those rules of thumb. You've probably read that. Like, if you participate in a 401k, the company will send out some notice that says, well, you know, if you've got 10 times your income, you're going to be okay, or 25 times your annual expenses, you're going to be okay. You know what? We can actually do better than that. We don't have to rely on those generalizations. What the idea here is, a financially independent life depends on where you are in your own life. You know, I host a podcast and a radio show, and every day, every week, I hear from folks all over the place. And some people have a tremendous amount of ability to control their destinies, and they don't have tons of money. It's because they have other factors in their lives. Maybe they served in the military. Maybe I'm somebody who was a teacher, and I'm now moving into a different career. Financial independence means that you are ready to crunch some numbers, and it's very easy to do, I promise, and determine what are the choices that are in front of you. And some people, you know what, Tony, they don't have a ton of choices, and I get that. But for a lot of people who have steady jobs and you're feeling a little out of control, the process of going through this might make you feel better and more in control.
Now, in terms of being a long-term investor, I guess that you have to, among other things, be willing to look at the big picture and not at what's happening right this second?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the funniest thing because, you know, I'm in the business of reporting what's going on in the financial world, right? And so this means that often I am asked to come on the radio and talk to people like, the market's up, the market's down. Day to day, that doesn't really impact your financial independence. It really doesn't. It may be interesting. It might be like a little nugget of information. But the real issue when it comes to projecting forward about your own financial independence has very little to do with the minutiae of how your retirement assets are invested. So what it has to do with is you feeling like you understand what is the amount of money you're spending today, right? And is that consistent going forward? Will I need to spend that much money going forward? And am I saving enough to be able to cover whatever that future need is? Again, there are calculators online. If anyone has an IRA or a 401k or a 403b, or you just plug into your browser, retirement planning calculator, you will get one. And you will be able to see that you can plug in a couple of numbers and see if you're on track. And if you're not, you may say, okay, I have to save a little bit more money today. Or maybe you're not going to be able to retire at age 58. Maybe you're going to have to retire at age 68 if you want to keep spending the way you're spending right now. But these are choices that a lot of people have, but they don't look at them because, you know what? It's kind of like stepping on a scale. It's a little bit intimidating sometimes.
Jill, do you find sometimes when you ask people this question that they don't really have any idea about how much they're spending, and thus it makes it more difficult for them to plan?
Absolutely. And I understand why the process of just looking at the way you are spending money can be daunting, and it can also be sobering, my friends. I know we've all had that moment where you are thinking about a goal that you have in mind and you have to wrestle with where you are today. That is the human condition. You are not weird if that's you. If you are a spreadsheet king or queen and you're listening to this and you're like, I account for every dollar and cent that is spent, okay, you are not the norm. You are, like me, a little bit of a nerd. The thing is, unless you really get an understanding of what's happening today, it is incredibly difficult to predict the future. And that's why it all starts with this. It seems like such a bummer, I know. But in some respects, isn't it better to know that you actually may have some more control over this process than the idea that you have to be the best investor? You don't have to be a great investor. You have to be an average investor who understands what you're spending today in order to project about the future.
Jill, in your website, I noticed you quoted an analyst who said that sometimes you would talk to people and they would say, one bad meeting away. I thought that was a great analogy.
I know. It's so much fun. My friend Michael's been a financial advisor for over three decades. And, you know, he's very smart. He's a certified financial planner. He's a CPA. He's a real numbers guy. And he said the way that he broke through on the idea of retirement planning with clients to get them to really focus on what they were spending today is he would say, don't you want to be in this club? It's called the one bad meeting away, that you're just one bad meeting away from saying, you know what, I'm done with this. I want to do something else. Doesn't even mean you have to retire. It's having the wisdom to understand that you are more in control of this than you think.
And finally, Jill, any reports we need to be looking out for this week?
Well, tomorrow we are going to have a report about inflation. And this is going to be an interesting report because we could see the inflation rate start to rise. Remember, the tariffs, the impact of tariffs, it's a lagging impact. So it's probably not going to be tremendous impact right now. But in the second half of the year, we are expecting to see the inflation rate tick up towards, say, from around 2.5%, which is where it is now, probably up to closer to 3-3.5%. Won't go back to the bad old days. We're not going to 9%, but it's going to be noticeable in certain categories. So we're going to keep an eye on that. And then we'll have a retail sales report on Thursday. I'm interested to see how much people really spent, like, overall, and like, how did Prime Day do, and all these things that are always interesting to me. A little wonky, but I promise I'll make it fun for you.
Oh, you always do, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Take care.